Let me check the song. Hold on. Okay, I guess this is working. Finally got the stereo thing to work again. OBS, the filters. That is weird. It's like, yeah. Let me restart and do something else. And it worked. Oh, yeah. What's going on, man? I gotta take out the oral exciter. It just nonsense. It's throwing me off a lot. It does create a little back. It doesn't create echo, but it just maximizes and minimizes certain things. And I lost the frequencies I don't want to lose when I talk. God damn it. Boomerant. Maybe I should type in boomerant. Boomerant. Oh, terrible. Well, anyway, welcome to Memorial Day podcast. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks live on Memorial Day. I'll be barbecuing a lot. It's tradition. But before I do, thank you to all that served. You didn't chicken out. I chickened out. Well, actually, I saw my mom's face. Like, I don't think she wanted me to go. Sorry. So I chickened out. I should have went. Air Force. You know, you can't, they say, you don't have to, whatever, you can still be a grunt. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Like, you can still do researching. So that's fine. You can be a computer, government, or a military computer dude. I'm like, yeah. But I didn't go. And today's icon, I got this directly from a recruiter, National Guard himself, Brian Ligori. He's from the U.S. Army recruiter. He's a guard recruiter, but he's an Army regular, I think, I don't know. This is on this card. I mean, all of this stuff. It should be. This way should be with the United States. You're a citizen. That's what you should be with the Republic. With the Constitutional Republic. Democracy. I don't care. Democracy, not democracy. It's constitutional. Republic to everybody in the United States, everybody who legally acquired passport. It says on the card, loyalty, duty, respect, self-service, honor, integrity, personal courage. Yeah, and there you go. That's what it is. So Brian gave it to me. I was doing a video for someone about the Army, you know, soldiers coming back, or the soldier that passed away, or it just, you know, come back home. Some of my friends came back. Two guys. Both of my rings. One of them decided to go private because he loves to go out, and I don't know. Some people love that. And now I found out, and recently too, it became a private thing, I don't know, security in Dubai, like famous for famous people. Like, holy cow, man. So you should stop by. You should stop by. Like, to what? I said, I don't know the stuff you do. Just stop by. It's like, I don't know. I'm thinking about, I mean, it's a beautiful city. We'll take some pictures. But it's pictures being taken. And now they have 3D pictures. Like, well, do I need to take another picture? So, I don't know, man. And they have beautiful cars, too. But just why I don't get to drive them. No thanks. Some of the supercars, especially the Lamborghinis, yeah. Because of that hot weather, they have to keep revving. So there would be that light. That thing is loud. It's just like, woof. No thanks. The other guy, he came back. I have no idea where he is right now. He didn't want to go. I think he probably retired. Probably got an honorable discharge. I haven't talked to anybody. Anyone. But Brian, I've just talked to him. But he gave me this. My commitment to you. Thank you. Thank you, Brian, for guarding. Really, really. Yeah, I mean, you stayed in. I didn't. I signed up for it. I didn't go. 16, I think. Kurta came in. Like, they would have taken it away. 16, 7. Would have went to boot camp by 17. It was a little too late. I should have started early. And, you know, went to Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout for a while. That was fun. I learned a lot from Boy Scouts. Little things here and there. But I probably learned more on my own. Just camping with friends. Like, how to survive. But today, definitely not barbecue, though. Barbecue, that's like days like this. I learned in days of some summer days where I learned how to do all that stuff. So, what do we have? Well, I have just regular hamburgers. I just took the package and said, oh, it's best, grass fed. Well, like, yeah, I don't care. It's beef. Yes, okay. It's good for me then. I don't care. As long as not that, I don't know, impossible stuff. And who knows what they put in there? They say, oh, it's soy. Could it be bugs? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. So I got that. I got chicken breast at it. Cut them yesterday, but tenderize with a knife. And the other side of the knife, you can tenderize the regular side. Just get a tiny bit of, I guess, cut into the chicken meat. So when you marinate, goes in. You can tenderize on the opposite side, but you have to hit really hard and you gotta watch out. You don't cut yourself. So, tenderize it. I had the Japanese. I went out. I thought they sold out in Costco because I couldn't find it. But like, oh, they kept it outside. And it's only a few boxes left. Like, how did I get two? Went out and got two. So, I tried already. with some chicken tenders. I'm like, stuff's good. So, yesterday, we mashed out some chicken breast for today's barbecue. And I went out and got the Trooper beer for Iron Maiden. Trooper. Got the Trooper beer. Trooper beer, so I put some in with the barbecue, so hopefully it will tenderize it a little bit. Got some jack cheese and brie. Put some of that together somehow. Then we got burgers, then got some sausages. I'm just going to cook a lot. So for the rest of the week, nobody else in the house. What is nobody in the house right now? But after this, I'll cook everything, cook a lot of stuff. Only gonna eat one of each for lunch and for dinner. I'll eat one more, then rest of it going into a bucket or something. It's going in the fridge. I'm gonna pour more barbecue sauce and keep it wet in the fridge for the rest of the week. Nobody want to eat it? I'll eat it. I'll be happy. Yeah. So anyway, hold on. What was that? No one else. Everybody's like, we're going to know. Got this place down by the beach. You want to come? It's like, no. No. You guys go. I'm going to stay. You know what? It's the best 3 days. No middle of night waking up, people waking up like, playing radio. Then like 2 o'clock, gone. Then they wake me up. Like, I'm up. They go to sleep. They can't go to sleep because I'm up now. They like, why can't you? Can't really tell people not to, but they say, well, if we move to Asia, time will change. No, you're not a morning person. When you're not a morning person, wherever you go, you're still not a morning person. It doesn't change with time. Timestamp. Wherever, you know. So the best sleep, no sound. Like, my thing is like, I do play some videos or something, but they stop. Or play some songs and they stop. Then the rest of the time I'm sleeping is no sound. It's probably the best sleep ever. And I can talk like this. Well, you can hear the echo now, but echo. See, that I can talk like that on podcast. And it feels strange. I can talk that loud, but I like this. It's closer. It's less echoey. Eventually, I don't know where I'm going yet. Eventually, I have to leave this place. I don't know where it is, but I gotta soundproof it. I got some soundproofing, but it's not the best. Because when I talk, it's bouncing off the two monitors. It's bouncing off the acoustic guitar I got. So it's like one of those. Okay, But anyway, I was just like, oh, I can finally listen to music without headphones on. The podcast, I have had the headset, those KZ stuff, monitor, ear monitor things, earbuds, wired earbuds. But everything else, like most of the time, usually if there's nobody in the house, I'm by myself, no headphones, no knee headphones. And plus, lower temperature. They want 72 degrees. I'm like, man, it's freezing. You know what? Miracle is, I went to 74 degrees, 2 degrees up, and it feels great. It's like, I don't need a blanket. It's comfortable. I'm not freezing. They go and say, it's great over here, I would love it. If they want to move down there, that's fine with me, but it's pretty expensive down there. Food's not expensive. Living standards not expensive, but the houses are really expensive. And now with the interest rates and stuff, yeah, no way. I'm just getting my web stuff ready. Okay, which I forgot. Okay. All right. They went to Naples. Well, not Napoli, Italia. Not Napoli. No, no. Naples, FL. Florida. Naples. You're telling them, Napoli. Napoli. Beer. Why they? Well, that's weird. It's a beautiful. I mean, it is. It's beautiful. It's, you know, it's a tourist thing. Everything's so nice out here. It's all like, oh, so this. Yeah. How expensive is it? It's like, if it's not money, it's not no subject. Yeah, why not? Down there, I would move to Daytona so I can go do MX5 club races. Wouldn't live nearby there. I think it's like Hollywood tip. To bend between that and Fort Lauderdale edge, those two edges somewhere. But they say it's terrible there. Like, all right. But then there's a lot of people move there. It's like those old hotels got filled in with people. Instead of hotels, you got this. Home sales of the year. Yeah. People are buying, they want to move. Well, I don't know where I'll go. I'll probably go somewhere else. If I can't find an apartment, I'll just get a van. I'll drive out west and find something out west. And I'll be happy. It's like the Airbnb, so of course you're gonna get a nice house, but what's the price of a house down there? Oh, but no. It's less people than where we are. A lot of people move here, so I think they don't like it because it's become a New Jersey and New York. And people, they're rude. We don't like them because they're rude. Like, oh, I don't care. I live in New York City before, and it's just come with the territory. I'm okay. Just ignoring completely. That's what you do. It's like, well, if you want to live here, people, those people are mean. You can say, get out of here. Well, no, it's not going to work. Just like, yeah, whatever. There you go. Bye. But right now, I don't know what they want to do. That's my sister. I don't know what she wants to do. My mom loves this house. She loves this house because it's secure. It's like, she feels safe. Even though they say, oh, it's great, but she feels safe here. So, over the last few years, I think it would be better here. We'll see what's going to happen. I'll still keep this podcast going, but I'm sure there'll be a time like I can't do it anymore. I gotta go to work. Then I'll just do the weekend shows. I'll be fine. But anyway, oh, well, this best sleep. It's, you know, it's like you don't have a lot of people, who cares? I live in New York City. I live alone in an apartment. When I need to socialize, I'll go to a local bar or go out, meet friends. It's different. You know, it's better, right? Is it better? I don't know. From my point of view, it is. If I move to somewhere else, like I said, I love to have those container houses or something. So just live alone. I'm fine. If you can have a residential and commercial space, you know, it's like next door, I open a cafe shop. I'm just like, hey, I'll be happy for the rest of my life. Just serving coffee. Even though I suck at it, I'll get somebody to teach me. Get some barista. A lucky barista from Starbucks. I got kicked out for I don't know what reason. Or they left and they're like, I want to come back. I'm like, hey, come to this one. Instead of just use the one bean, you're going to use multiple different beans for different flavors. And there's a podcast. It's going to happen. Many things. Whatever flows, and I'll go with it. But I'm sure there's going to be cars involved. And it's going to be guitars involved. Or maybe not. Or musician involved. It's going to be like that. And I'll be happy doing that. It would be great if somewhere near Daytona. It doesn't have to be there. It could be any other track too. California, but like, you know, you can go to Monterey. It's a little expensive there too. But hey, who knows? Then you can go Laguna Seca. Clubbing, club driving. I'd be the happiest person. You know, or economic forum. Like, we made a lot of money from vaccine. The world is there. I'll be like, oh, whatever. It's like, hey, did you guys see the last race? Yeah. It was sick. Yeah, I would just bypass. Cape Coral. What's going on with FL? So you know we got a shooting thing, Texas. But here's the thing. There's going to be a mimicking happening, and here it is. Go on, it's on your post. You better spin Hunter Biden seem famous. Infamous, like, why you bid? What's going on? Oh boy. Why is luxury still limiting crowds? I don't know, luxury brands. They're in connection with certain things. Whatever. If they believe it, they don't. Who cares? Luxury brand. Then I just won't buy you luxury brand. Or buy online, like skip. I don't know. Elite. They say that. Your reports. Most elite labels. They're elites. And you're paying for them. Not only tax in the products they make. Yeah, they get breaks. Opening stores. They get tax breaks too. So they take your tax. Not only that. Why don't they take your tax? Well, they're gonna take your tax. You have to pay for their thing, service, some sort of service with them, like the city, right? You gotta pay city tax. Since part of city tax is to, it's part of these buildings, part of it. They do pay rent, it's pretty high, but compared to what they make, it's like, yeah, pocket change. Everybody's wanna be in the brand thing. I got a Gucci. I got a Cartier. I got a Louis Vuitton. Like, I'm worth it. Like, no. Yeah. No. Hey, no. I'm worth it. You're worth it. I wear a t-shirt. Any t-shirt. Levi's. And Chuck Taylor's. Well, in Vans, of course. Now, Vans are a little tough to get in, man. Feet expand. In the summertime, it's really hard to get, like, eh. And, of course, one of my friends who were sponsored by Vans, they was like, nah, it takes time to kind of wear a lot. It wears out. I was like, damn, I don't want to do that. Anyway, Mick Schumacher crash. Split. Did a split. F1 split. A Monaco. Not exactly sure where this section of the, it's probably going down the, before the tunnel, maybe around that area, but he's okay. It's not what the story and stuff. Why do you say suffered? What did they type? Suffered a horrific crash. That's a clickbait to go into the story. Mick Schumacher suffered a horrific crash. So did he get injured? Suffer means injury. It was fine. He walked out. Isn't that crazy how the words can change your perception of things and you grab you and you click? Because everything is web, now you can just, and it's clicking. So what is clicking? They're making money. They don't make money. Do they make money from scrolling? I wonder, like, just scroll up and down the web pages. What, I know the longer you stay in there, they get paid. But who pays them? Advertiser? I don't know. Who else pays them? I don't know. Tax dollars. Believe it or not, some part of it goes there to get it back. It's nuts. Why? It's like you're paying tax for all these things. Now you're paying even more tax because somebody up there said, "Oh, we're gonna give money to this country. What about our country? We got crisis happening." I'm like totally ignored. Like, man, that sucks. Guacamole ice cream. Yeah. Yeah, I just ate the party dude, the fire festival dude. He gotta pay $26 million to victims. Oof. What happened to 26 million? You think it's going to come out with another scam and pay all 26 million? Maybe they should make a comedy series with a cartoon. You know, like the Family Guy, but like, it's the fires. Ooh. Da, 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 da. And there's a whole bunch of other things. Top Gun. Holy cow, 8.7. Got 8.7 votes. Got really good votes. Highway to the danger zone. Yeah, Top Gun. I don't know. I'm thinking about them. Maybe go see it to like a matinee show somewhere, wherever it's open. I'll do a matinee show. Watch it. Microsoft offered the free add-on, Top Gun add-on to their Microsoft Flight Simulator. I haven't gotten it yet because I'm like, it's gonna kill my computer processor. Not the new video card would be fine, but the CPU, central processing unit, is gonna die. Like, no thanks. Not yet. I need to get a widescreen too. The ultra widescreen, then update the processor, update everything. Then I can do it. And I'll be like, okay. Yes. And today, and it's not, if you want to go shop, but it's not really about shopping. And they say, oh, well, we offer veterans, no, you should offer veterans all the time, some percentage, right? Should you? Should you not? I don't know. Should be. Should have some kind of incentive. Right? As far as anything else, I don't know. What else is there? It's nothing. Can't think of. Monaco Grand Prix is finished. A lot of races this week. And people are gearing up for the Le Mans 24. So Toyota Gazoo is tweeting out lots of stuff. I'm like, ooh, can't wait. Will I watch it again? I don't know. I'm not sure it's that exciting. Last time I watched it, it was exciting because it was Porsche, Toyota, and Audi, and they were fighting each other. Audi didn't win, of course, but Toyota wins. Like, wow. Then the next one, I think Porsche won the next one. Then Toyota came back. And now I'm looking at the new Dallara. What's it, Dallara? Well, the new Indy car. I don't think it's Dallara anymore. It's McLaren. It's just compared to the model that the library for. It just, if you look at the aerodynamics, it's like, yeah, it's like, this makes more sense than the other one. The other one is like an airplane. It's like, it looks like you're gonna fly, hover. If you hover, oh, forget it. No control. No control. If I have no control, you hit a wall. So I'm kind of glad they move on and they got the new, they put the glass around it now. It's open, but no, there's more safety, I guess. I think that's fine. A lot of people complain, oh, it's not open cars here. Well, you want to do open cars here, go watch an MX-5 convertible or like the European ones. Just a few of them. And there's some GT, old GT class. You can still see those. They're open. Go watch that. The main ones? No. It's all about safety now. And it's not going to be the same. And wait till they have the remote control ones. Remote control F1 series. I think people will like it. You crash, like, it's just a robot. I don't know. For me, I think a lot of people went to these races not only to experience the fact, they want to see someone crash, someone fail. I don't know. It's being a human thing. Like, we, even though you say, oh, I don't want to see anybody fail, but back in your head, like, oh, make a mistake. I hope this person make a mistake. Oh, I did it. Think of that. It's like the. You know, dopamine effect. So, thing. It's like the slapstick thing. Big. It's like being a baby. You're just happy when you see something. Somebody falls. Be like, ah. When you're young, you think it's funny, but the person got really hurt. It's that effect. And we cannot get away from it. because that's being human. And only very few I've met around the world of my friends or acquaintance or somebody I met, they actually genuinely is like, oh my god, hope that person's okay, right? But everybody's like, look at that jerk. It's being human. Not that we're terrible, just this is who we are. And if you understand more of it, if you're above it, above all this, you need to understand the whole universe and you, not in the physical form and in the mental form, with everybody else connected. Once you understand that, it's like, well, yeah. It's bigger. If you really want to know, it's bigger. It's bigger than this. It's bigger than your phone, your iPhone, your social media. It's bigger. So much bigger. This is just devices like my mouse, keyboard, controllers. I got Space Navigator. One, use that once in a while. I got like coffee cup, even the National Guard coin. Token, I don't know. They say token? I don't know. I guess it's coin. I got an iced tea. Camera equipment, some little pens and little knickknacks on my desk. It's all things, just dear things. It's nothing else. That's it. So are they useful? Are they not useful? I don't know. Some are useful. Some are not. You know, but they're just materials. It does not make up who you are as a person. You only kind of, it's like the brands, the high-end brands. It only makes you, make people think you are, visually think this connection. So what? I want the Gucci ring. No, I don't want the Gucci ring. Why do I need somebody to look at me? Reading my stuff, reading my health things. Camilla Giorgi French Open round came to an end Monday. Wardrobe drama, because she got tight forming wardrobe. Oh, she has a logo thing. Oh, it's a logo thing. Yeah, not allowed, I guess. Yeah, in court, I don't think you're allowed to. Yeah, so that's what it was. Wardrobe malfunction. Oh my god. Oh, here's a card. There's a race in US and SP race car. SP10s, SP, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of them. These are the ones open still, like a few of them, even classic ones. If you're lucky, you get to see a classic SP. Just type SP race cars. SP race cars. of fun, I heard. I never got anyone. I stand next to one. I'm like, man, this thing is tiny. Say, yeah, it's got a feet 12 on it. I'm like, what? You're kidding me? Feet, what? It's fast. Really, really fast. I heard they're really fun. But I like these. I love these old classics. Some of these older classic, like the SP250s from 1960s, 70s. Open class. They're the open class. Of course, I love the MX-5, in which I'm thinking that's what I'm going to do. Instead of getting a Civic, Honda Civic, and learn manual again, I'm just going to get an MX-5. Use one. Drive around. And when I get the RF, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this MX apart and make it into a club racer with libraries. I don't know who, though. I guess I can get all the bands to be like, hey, you want to... Can put your logo, band logo here. The band thing. Okay. 46 minutes. I got a few more minutes. Get chat. Then I'm going to go... It's only early. Still early. Eight. I'm going to prep the corn for barbecue. The Asian way. So I'm going to use that same barbecue sauce, but I have to use some other stuff from Taiwan. Some barbecue things do. And the corn has to be prepped a certain way, so they have to be marinated over time too. So I'll be doing that after the podcast. And after that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'll do a couple more hot labs. Because it's fun. And now that I put the dual screen together, the span thing, I was like, oh my God, what a difference. But I realize I become more reckless with a wider screen. Like, hey, I can see the world this way. I got plenty of room. Yeah, right. Be like grass, flip, boom, wall. Grass, flip, wall. Grass, flip, wall. When the racer tell me, it's like, remember that. It's key to your survival on this track, on any track. Be careful. Don't hit that grass, man. Just don't do it. Apex, okay. Be careful with Apex, too. And know your cars. Know your cars. Like, certain cars, you realize that the first and second gear is just torque. Unbelievable amount of torque. And you gotta balance it with it. Wherever it's going. In velocity. Like, okay. I remember. I know there are a few famous people on that track, on that server. So sometimes I get chased by them. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. Like, man, I hate getting chased. But no, that's part of the race. So, Q, Bella Tarkar, enter the live studio. Oh, you enter. I was a little too late. I'm leaving. Hi, Q. Okay, so, all these car stuff. Oh, Mazda SP. Oh my God, SCCA. RX-3s. Oh, I miss those things. They look like little tiny little Mustangs. Like the half-size Mustangs of the Asia. of Asia. But anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some car racing thing online. Then I got to do... Well, I got to do the barbecue stuff first. I have to remember like what I'm supposed to put in with the corn. What kind of sauce? And it has to be a certain amount of thickness to the sauce. And just... Maybe I should just drown this whole thing. Right? Should I pour some beer? In the beginning of the chat, I said, or the podcast, I said, I put some barbecue chicken together, but I pour some beer, Iron Maiden beer, Iron Maiden trooper beer from Iron Maiden, especially made for them, the band. So should I put some in the corn too? I mean, the barbecue is going to burn off all the alcohol, so but it will taste. It will tenderize a little bit. Like, maybe I should drown it in beer. Why not? British beer. Funny thing, when I went to the liquor store to get the beer, only one other place had it. That has Iron Maiden. They got the thing. It's like, it's like British beer. It's like, oh yeah, I know. It's a band, Iron Maiden. Didn't say Iron Maiden. I told them, say Italian guy. We're talking. It's like, no, like after all these years tasting California wines, it's like, I just can't get into it. I have to get Italian wines. And that's great. Because I like Italian ones too, but I like all different types. French, yeah, it's not bad. Napa Valley is fine. I still have my Tuvok chucks, and they're okay. There are a few others in the store sometimes. Once in a while I get them, but I'm okay with it, whatever. But it's funny. It's like we agree. Like the other side of the grass is much greener, always greener on the other side. And that is a human thing too, when you think about it. Because you're so used to one thing, and we get out of it, it's like, oh, I wish I had that back. Right? Just like me with Asian food. Especially stinking tofu from Taiwan. Oh, I can't do it here. No. FDA, like, no. You can't do that with food. Like, no. Fermentized tofu and fry it. That's like, it stinks. But when you eat it, it's like, oh, man, this is the best. Why can't they have it here? It's like FDA would not approve. But they approve these crazy beers. Did they approve? I don't know. Did they approve moonshine? Why can't they approve this? Who knows? And who cares? If I can't have it, I can't have it. But they got other stuff now. They're making it in California. You can get them. In the logo stores, it's like good. They got some of the stuff at least, and at least they got the Japan's number one noodles, cup of noodle with curry flavor. I'm happy. It's good enough. So this is it. I'm gonna go. So have a wonderful Memorial weekend. I'm not weekend, Memorial Day. Before you go out and buy all this stuff, think about what the soldiers, even the ones just walking in to their new job, graduated. Okay, now you're assigned to the ship. You gotta give them thanks because it's hard, man, to get to where they are. Especially graduation. And especially boot camp. You can make past boot camp. Yeah. Good enough? No? Are you good enough? Then you got to challenge with the... not only the exercise, then you got to go to their school and learn all that other stuff. And these people will be surfing. Those are just the new guys. What about the ones that they were drafted? Like, hey, you need to go and protect. Doesn't matter if the war is popular or not popular. They say, hey, you're in there. Go get it. Go do your thing. Thank them. Because it's not just about cheap stuff on Amazon or anything. It's about them too. So thanks. Like the title of my podcast, thanks to all that served. Thank you very much. And have a wonderful Monday, May 30th, 2022. Memorial Day. Have a wonderful day. Barbecue, whatever. Celebrate freedom. And those who protect it. How about that? So that's it. And I'll be back on Wednesday. See ya.